It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hit the open, Mitch.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Bucks game is over. And now it's time for the longest running Pro Hoops post game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
The most important thing, we trust one another. What happened, we trust one another, and that's why we came up with the win.
The head coach.
And that's when we're at our best. You know, Giannis is great about attacking, and then when teammates are open, he shares it and they make shots.
And the fans.
It feels good to get the monkey off the back, honestly. We've been waiting so many years for this to actually finally happen. And honestly, I can't remember a more likable Bucks team than what we have right here.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show, presented by Palermo's Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza. Now, here's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.
Real tough. Everybody worried.
Sparky, don't talk about bringing the brooms out. Oh, you're overreacting. It's going to be tough.
Halftime, I tweet out on the fan account. So how y'all feeling right now? Ha, 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 question mark. I get, oh, I'm still nervous. I still don't know. I'm still nervous. Nervous about what? You just watched the first half. They annihilated them. What did you think was going to happen in the second half? What? They're not as good as this team. Folks, they're not as good as your Bucks. That's it. There's one team that can roll with these boys right now. There's one. They're called the Golden State Warriors. That's it. When they get the Warriors, it could go 6 or 7. It's going to be awesome to watch as an NBA fan. I promise you, NBA fans are going to love that series. This is over. It's over. Done. Sayonara, Toronto. It's been real. See ya. If they win a game, it'll be Game 3. If they don't win Game 3, it's for certain over on Tuesday in Game 4. Because tonight, the Bucks came out and said, let me show you what this is really all about with us. Because you really didn't see what we can do in Game 1. Let us show you in Game 2 what this is really all about. Pascal Siakam for Toronto. Hey, dude, it's the Eastern Conference Finals. This is when you, as the second best player on your team, according to your coach, you're supposed to do something at this point. 4 for 9. If you're the second best player on the team, shouldn't you be taking, like, I don't know, 15, 16, 17 shots? 8 points. Pascal Siakam. Okay. Mr. 30-point Kyle Lowry hit 7 threes in the last game. Said, hey, it's not happening again. Guess what? It didn't. 2 for 9 from 3. 4 of 13 from the field. Did half as much damage. 15 points. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. They played Powell more tonight. Figured Powell might be their answer. He played okay. 14 points off the bench. Ibaka played 10 more minutes than he did the last time. Did you see whose minutes got cut severely? Marcus Ole.
And he still went 1 for 9.
Yeah, he got 9 shots up in 19 minutes. He ain't messing around.
He is. He stinks.
Dude, 19 minutes. He went from 40 minutes in the last game. We were both, you and me both, on the post game show going.
You were right.
And you were like,
Don't tell them, Sparky. Don't give them any ideas. Like, there's just no way you can play that dude 40 minutes. It's just a horrible idea.
Don't the Raptors just look old?
Yeah. I mean, to a degree.
I mean, Lowry's 34.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's got nothing.
Yep. All right, let's go inside the box score. The Bucks 125-103 thumping on the Toronto Raptors. Now lead 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals.
How did tonight's game add up? Let's go inside the box score. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and commercial audio video. Simply done right. ABCAudioVideo.com. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
All right. I got to do a quick legal ID here. What do they say in the broadcast? 10 seconds for legal identification here on the Sparky Radio Network.
WSSP Milwaukee, WXSS HD2 Wauwatosa. This is 105.7 FM, The Fan, a radio.com sports station.
So there you go. All right, let's go inside the box score. Mirotić, 23 minutes, 5 of 10, 2 of 7 from 3, 3 of 4 from the line, 15 points, 6 rebounds. Pretty good pickup. Giannis, 35 minutes, 10 of 20 from the floor, 1 of 4 from 3, 9 of 12 from the line, 30 points, 17 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, 2 blocks, 4 turnovers. Chris Middleton, 5 of 8 from the floor in 29 minutes, 2 of 3 from 3, 12 points, 1 board, 1 assist. I guess you could say Middleton, again, not having a huge impact. Brook Lopez, 27 minutes, he came back down to earth, 1 of 7 from the floor, 0 of 4 from 3, 4 of 5 from the line, 6 points, 4 boards, 3 assists, a block, and a turnover. Eric Bledsoe still struggling. 29 minutes, 3 of 10 from the floor, 1 of 5 from 3, 1 of 2 from the line, 8 points, 7 assists though, 5 rebounds, and more importantly, no turnovers while Bledsoe was on the floor. To the difference makers of the night, the Milwaukee Bucks bench. 25 minutes for Malcolm Brogdon, 5 of 10, 3 of 6 from 3, 1 of 2 from the line, 14 points, 4 boards, 5 assists, a steal, and 1 turnover. George Hill, 25 minutes. He found the scoring column this time. 5 of 8, 1 of 3 from 3, 2 of 2 from the line, 13 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, 0 turnovers. Mayor Mitch, we talked about it at the end of the season. Ersan Ilyasova will help this team in the playoffs at least a couple of games. And you wanted him gone at some point during the season. Is that correct?
I would never admit to that, yeah, but I mean.
I would never admit to it. 7 of 11 from the floor for Ersan, 2 of 5 from 3.
Probably everybody on this team I've wanted gone at some point or another.
It's probably true. That's very true. 1 of 2 from the free throw line for Ersan. Big night for him. 17 points, 3 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals for Ersan Ilyasova tonight. 13 minutes for Pat Connaughton, 1 of 3, 0 of 2 from the 3-point range, 1 of 2 from the line, 3 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block for Pat Connaughton. 4 minutes for Sterling Brown in junk time. 1 of 3, 1 of 2 from 3-point range. 5 points, 1 board, 1 steal. Tony Snell, 3 minutes. He had 1 rebound on the night. 3 minutes for Timmy Frazier in this one. Had a turnover. That was the only stat he registered. DJ Wilson got onto the floor. Hey, Evan, the chairman of the DJ Wilson fan club, happy. 0 of 2 from the floor. He got up 2 quick shots. 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 2 points. 1 rebound for DJ Wilson. The Milwaukee Bucks shoot 46.7%. Toronto, 42.5%. 13 of 41 from 3 for the Bucks. 10 of 32 for Toronto from 3. Free throws, 26 of 35 from the line for Milwaukee. 19 of 25 for Toronto. Bucks out-rebound them, 53 to 40. Turnovers tonight, only 7 for the Bucks, 13 for Toronto. Bucks win 125-103. Now 2-0. Bucks over the Raptors next up Sunday night, 6 o'clock start in Toronto against the Raptors. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. If you want to talk about this blowout, I'm guessing most people leaving the arena tonight are probably going straight to the bars to go have some beverages, partying out in the plaza area, doing whatever. Enjoy yourself. It's a beautiful thing because you may not see this Bucks team at home again to the NBA Finals. So enjoy yourself tonight. Mayor Mitch, where to next?
Well, we have Vincent in Anaheim, you poor guy.
There's no poor guy. Stop. Stop.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
There's no feeling sorry for Vincent in Anaheim. No.
You don't need to feel sorry for me. I'll be,
we don't. Believe me.
Keep it real with me, man. I'll keep it real with you. You guys dominated my team. But like you said, you took the words right out of my mouth. Your bench is a difference maker. My bench is nobody, man. Who do I got? Jody Meeks.
That's Jody all.
Jody Meeks.
You know? Yep. Keep it real, man. Hey. Yep. I had a bad feeling about that. I was going to try to maybe call the Big Show and say, I have a bad feeling about this. I kind of figured you might have dominated us and beat us. Get your hopes up. Get your hopes up.
Oh, that's what it is.
I'm going to keep it real. I think we're going to take it. We're going to take two games in Toronto, and then our back's going to be against the wall when we come back, and we're the best team wins. But that's what a good team does, man. You dominated. When we made that run, when we dropped it down to 13, I had my hopes up, and then it shattered when they gave away those two damn turnovers back-to-back, and you guys capitalized off that. That's what good teams do. That's what you guys are doing, man. You're capitalizing off of turnovers. And it makes me mad, but, hey, it's all good, man. I ain't losing hope in my rap town, man. Rap town all day. Remember, you're coming to Toronto now. Coming to Jurassic Park.
Just remember.
I've never been there, but.
Just remember, hey. After game one, you said seven games and I said four. So just remember.
I know I'm still laughing at that sweep telling everybody. Hey, it's just going to come back to Milwaukee, all right? So, you know, have to tell all your fans to party it up. But next time, this might be the last happy ending y'all get.
Yeah, okay. All right, sounds good. Have a good night. Take care, buddy. All right. So he's just wishful thinking at this point. He knows. That's why he's laughing. 125-103 bucks over the Raptors. How about the Screaming Sicilian Frozen Pizza play of the game?
We know you can do that. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You're listening to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. What play had you screaming? Brought to you by Palermo Screaming Sicilian Premium Frozen Products and Kraft Pizzas.
Hey, Leroy Butler.
Chiming in.
Hey, my God, Leroy Butler, how about this? Says, please be careful, Milwaukee, on his tweet. No arrests. Please, let's enjoy the win. Bucks are a class act. Turn to 105.7 FM, the fan. Listen to the best postgame show by my boy at Sparky Radio. I appreciate it.
Who's getting arrested tonight?
Thank you.
I mean, nobody.
You have to understand that this has been an ongoing thing on the Big Show because Leroy's fear in all of this is when they win this thing, he doesn't want all hell to break loose like it does in every other city in this country when you win something. And
look at these people up here.
There's all kinds of craziness going on, right? That's what you don't want to have happen. And I agree with Leroy. We don't. We want to be responsible. Don't make a fool out of the city and by doing dumb stuff. And I did think it was pretty cool by Mayor Barrett to have Ernie Johnson Day today. And Mayor Barrett looked pretty good on TNT today when they had him on the set and the proclamation of Ernie Johnson Day and all that stuff. That was pretty cool, man. I'm a big Ernie Johnson fan, so I was pretty happy to see that. All right, it's Bucks to win 125-103. If you want to jump aboard, let's go. Let's talk about the Bucks getting ready to sweep the Raptors. 414-799-1250.
It could be Ersan Ilyasova Day, but how about Nikola Mirotic, the Screaming Sicilian Frozen Pizza play of the game? Put him up 9-0.
Ersan, that's all it is.
9-0 this game. No, I am so happy for Ersan.
Bitter.
That guy deserves a ring.
You're damn right he does.
Yeah, anyway, Nikola Mirotic putting the Bucks up 9-0, game over at that point.
Bledsoe has not been hitting the three. Took a look, had a thought, but gave it up. Mirotic does it from downtown.
And if you're Danny Green, what are you doing? You are guarding a shooter. You can't help on Giannis at the top of the court.
Yep, can't do anything about it. I'm telling you.
Danny Green hurting.
Aren't going to beat this basketball team. Charles Barkley at halftime, I was just laughing. It sounded like me on the postgame show after game one. Just pretty much telling everybody on the set they don't have enough. They don't have enough. And Barkley even said it, and I don't like Charles Barkley, so it pains me to say it. But Barkley even said, he said, that was their best shot in game one, and they couldn't finish them. And now you can see by the looks on their face, they know they're in trouble. And Giannis. Oh, boy, Giannis. First drive, goes up, throws up. Crap. Gets the rebound, slams it, and he's got that face. And then comes back down at the other end and throws up that big block. And you could just, those two plays right there set the tempo for the rest of the game for the Milwaukee Bucks. It just was. He came out on fire, and everybody just fed off of him, including the crowd at the arena, too. All right, where to next? 414-799-1250.
Mike, Southside, you're up on the fan.
Hey, it's a Sparky Love Fest, I guess. Starkey says no free shirts, no free shirts.
No white shirts, I said. No white shirts.
Well, they
had green shirts there tonight.
Oh, they gave him some shirts? Good.
Yeah, they were dark green, so it didn't affect anything. Awesome. You could barely tell they were even in the stadium.
And I remember maybe a week ago, you said Ilyasova.
Yep.
I know you were taking a lot of shade.
Yep.
You said you called it. Yep. Big game.
Played well.
And I like the Brogdon when he comes in.
They got to stay with this lineup. You know, to that point, I don't care what Toronto does. You have to stay with this lineup going forward because the bench is playing so well together coming off with the rotation that they have. With all due respect to Malcolm Brogdon, I think you just have to play this one out.
Yeah, I like when he comes in because he calms everything down after a few turnovers.
Yep.
And real quick, I would have liked to see Tony Snell come in for Connington. And they threw him in at the end, and he went to the locker room bloody.
Yeah, he got scratched up.
At least he got some war wounds.
Yeah, he'll be all right. I'm not worried about him. Thanks for the call. I got a tweet here. Who tweeted this at us? Bob retweeted an ESPN stats and info tweet. Bucks recorded their sixth 20-point win this postseason, tied with three other teams for the most in a single postseason in NBA history. Mind you, they're in the Eastern Conference Finals. And this is only game two of the Eastern Conference Finals. Two of those three teams went on to win the NBA title. 2018 Warriors had six in the entire postseason, including the finals. So they won. The Spurs had six in 2014, and they won. And then the Jazz couldn't do anything. They had Michael Jordan to play against. But they had six in that postseason, and they didn't win the NBA title because of Michael Jordan. This Bucks team already has six, and they've got at least six more games to play. At least. Whether they sweep Golden State or get swept by Golden State, and two more wins here, that's at least six more games, right? I did the math right?
Yeah,
so they've got six,
right.
And they've got at least six more games to go. So they're going to, I think, well, they're going to break the record, I think. They'll be the only one with seven 20-point wins if they do it again, right? Based on that thing from ESPN
Stats. I
guess
so, yeah. That would be,
they'll set the record.
The team has done a lot of that all season, so there's no reason. I mean, getting 2 20-point wins in Toronto, should they sweep, that'll be tough. I wouldn't anticipate that, but the way this team is locked in right now, I don't know.
Yep, it's awesome. All right, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back, and we'll go over our defensive play, drive of the game. Take more of your calls. If you're leaving the arena, I want to hear from you. 414-799-1250. What in the world are you playing, Mayor Mitch?
A great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you?
The Barney theme song.
One of them.
See, the Bucks haven't done that to him in the playoffs, right?
Not that I know
good,
of.
Good, don't. Don't do it either. Don't poke the Raptors. There's no need to do
we
that.
We can do it.
There's no need. We can, but there's no need for them to do that. That's just not very nice. I mean, it's not very nice. I mean, they didn't come up with their logo and their whole thing. That's Kawhi Leonard had nothing to do with this. Don't make fun of Kawhi. He'll be in a Clipper uniform next year anyhow. All right, just take a quick time. I'll come back. Bucks now up 2-0, 125-103. See Sparky Fiverr with you. Talk to you more coming up next.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Yannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show, presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
125-103, Bucks with the win tonight. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here, Mayor Mitch over there, Chairman of the DJ Wilson Fan Club, Evan over there, your postgame crew. Been doing this since, 2006, 2007, a long, long time. Didn't think we'd be talking NBA Finals, but two wins away from doing just that. 2-0, Bucks with the advantage there. Game 3 comes up, believe it or not, Sunday night, 6 o'clock tip. We'll be right back on the air after that one on Sunday night. I cannot wait to see how this one plays out on Sunday night. I'm more anxious, more than anything, just to see if Toronto will keep it close on Sunday in Toronto. All right, Mayor Mitch, defensive play of the game.
This one is obviously tough. There was a lot of stretches in the first quarter and stuff, but I'm going to go with Chris Middleton here, who's obviously the offense wasn't, there the last couple of nights, but the defense on Kawhi Leonard has been huge, and it was evident in this play.
Good job on Leonard by Middleton. They just do get it off, but back come the Bucks. Middleton from way downtown.
Are you kidding me? From the R.
Yeah, pretty good stuff.
So locks down Kawhi and then turns around and it's a three from about 30-plus feet.
Yeah, that, for me, the block.
That made it 14-3.
Right. The block that Giannis had on Toronto's first possession was just just huge. Absolutely.
Another one, yep.
Absolutely huge play as well. One guy tweeted at 105.7 FM, the Fan, when you just got to work, would have that want to go home feeling. And it's Kawhi just looking like he's ready to cry on the Raptors bench during the game. A screenshot of it. That's actually pretty funny. Got some more tweets coming in here. Tone tweets at 105.7 FM, the Fan. We need to go 4-0 in this series. Golden State might do the same. We need to be ready for the finals. Mary Mitch and I were talking about this in the break. So this is how I see it, okay? If Kevin Durant plays in the NBA Finals, I think he will. I don't know exactly what's wrong with him. They're saying it's more serious than they thought, but it looks like he's not going to play against Portland. They don't need him. But if Kevin Durant plays in that series, there will be more selfish, isolation-type basketball plays. I think that helps the Bucks. If Kevin Durant doesn't play in that series and they have to go with what they have right now, I think they're playing better without Durant as far as passing the basketball and so forth. That's advantage Bucks because they have nobody that can stop them. And don't come at me with your Draymond Green crap because that ain't happening. So I think the Bucks are in a better situation if Kevin Durant is out, obviously, because Kevin Durant is still going to score offensively. But the NBA fan in me says, you're going to give me Giannis versus Durant for 7 games? One-on-one? Mano-a-mano? Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun to me. I don't know about everybody else, but that seems like a lot of fun to me. And then you can get Bogut against Lopez, something like that. Looney gets to come home and play in front of the home crowd in the NBA Finals. That series is going to be out of this world good.
Yeah, and you'll have the Golden State War, the dynastic Golden State Warriors who are kind of just waiting to be beaten, you know what I mean? Against the upstart Bucks, who are young, hungry. You know, I think it's a ratings darling.
This is the other, well, for
compared
sure
to this.
Yes, for sure. Yes. The other thing is this. We were talking about earlier, and I don't want to get you all riled up here, but we're talking about earlier, can Giannis be like the LeBron? LeBron's been to the East for the last several years. Can Giannis be that guy now in the East where you have to go through the Bucks or you can't? But then I brought up on the air, listen, if Giannis wins and the Bucks win 3 of 5 rings, 4 of 6 rings, something like that, it will be more impressive than anything Michael Jordan did, and it'll be more impressive than anything LeBron James did, because there's not Hall of Fame basketball players with him on this roster. I mean, Chris Middleton's a good player. Bledsoe, good player. Brogdon, good player. Hall of Famers? No. So you're talking about one superstar surrounded by a good supporting cast. That, if they win this first one against that team with Durant, is one of the best teams in the history of the NBA. They will have knocked them out with one superstar player. That is unthinkable, unfathomable. If anybody would have told you that's how Golden State loses, I think everybody would have said nobody's beating Golden State unless it's LeBron and a couple of guys. And to do it with Giannis and a bunch of guys, come on.
And for me, and I think I can speak on behalf of like the state of Wisconsin and the city of Milwaukee.
Oh boy, you're taking a lot of liberty here.
I can't wait until Giannis is the face of the NBA because we can get away from this LeBron over-glorified AAU crap, super team BS. And just go back to, you know, Giannis, humble superstar. The Bucks remind me so, or potentially, of the Spurs. Because mm-hmm. Tim Duncan, Hall of Famer. But was anybody else a Hall of Famer?
Ginobili and Parker.
You think so?
I think both of them will be. Tony Parker for sure is a Hall of Famer.
Really?
And I think Ginobili will probably be a Hall of Famer too.
Okay.
Yeah. I think all three of them are Hall of Famers. And then Robinson's a Hall of Famer. Kawhi Leonard's a Hall of Famer. Yeah.
Well, okay, Pop Kawhi Leonard was like in his third year.
Right, I know, but I'm just saying, if you look at it, Popovich.
Robinson, yes, but he wasn't on a lot of those.
No, but he was at the start of it.
Yes.
Remember, Robinson got hurt. That's how they ended up in the lottery. That's how they got Duncan. That's how the whole thing go. And Popovich, obviously, is a Hall of Fame coach before it's all said
and done.
We're
getting really ahead of ourselves.
Oh, I know, but I mean.
It's hard to not dream, though. I mean, honestly,
I think it's fair to say as a Bucks fan now, look, they're 2 wins away. The Raptors are not beating this team for 4 of the next 5 games. It's not happening. So I think it's fair to look ahead and say, okay, Golden State, how's this look? Now, again, you have to win 2 more. I understand. I think they win the next 2, and then it's on. And May 30th, here we come.
I mean, what realistically can Toronto do?
Nothing.
Really? I mean, Norman Powell's minutes went way up. Correct. Ibaka's minutes went way up.
I'll tell you what happened.
It did not matter.
Right. Siakam and Danny Green and Lowry all have to give you 15 to 20 at the same time. That's what has to happen. And then for the Bucks, if you're the Raptors, you have to hope that Bledsoe and Middleton don't get going at any point in this series. Because if Bledsoe and Middleton get going to go along with their bench, even if that the first scenario happens for Toronto, they still get beat and beat significantly at the end of the day. I think they know they're done. But so now game three is ride the momentum of that crowd in Toronto and hope it can carry you to a situation where it's close at the end and Kawhi can throw up something at the rim and have it bounce 100 times and fall in. That's what I think you're hoping for. Because I just don't think they don't have an advantage anywhere across the board in this series.
Do you think Philly puts up a better fight?
Hell no. Philly's bench is worse than Toronto's. No chance. There's no chance. And Embiid ain't going to go out there and do that consistently either.
I don't think so either.
No.
Especially after playing seven games.
No. Toronto would have been a more difficult series for the Bucks, or should have been. But like I said before, I... No. 125-103. How about the X factor of the game?
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the Game. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics. Offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
125-103, Bucks over the Raptors. Steve Sparky Fiverr with you. If you want to chime on in, 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. An easy, easy win, easy blowout victory for the Bucks. Two games away now, two wins away from going to the NBA Finals. Looking forward to Sunday night, 6 o'clock in Toronto. Back all right on the air Sunday night after that one. Mayor Mitch, X factor of the game is the Bucks bench.
Yep.
I mean, it's not even arguable. 17 points for Ersan. George Hill, 13 points. Malcolm Brogdon, 14 points in this one. And they just rolled.
So the Bucks' main three guys off the bench had 44. Toronto's main three guys off the bench, Powell, Van Vliet, and Ibaka, just 29.
Yep. Yeah.
Ersan had, what, 11 in the second quarter? 14 in the second quarter, something
14.
Like that?
14. Had 14.
Good Lord.
Ted Davis said 14 for Ersan, and a girl looks at me, okay, and she goes, he doesn't normally score that many in a game, does he? Like, nope.
Turnaround fadeaways.
Sure doesn't. Nope.
Raining threes,
yep.
Getting tip-in, putbacks, taking charges.
We went to a restaurant to have dinner. We took the 12-year-old and his buddy to have dinner. Got there at like 7, and then we had to wait. So I think we sat down at like 7:15, 20 after 7. That's one of those places. They got TVs everywhere, right? We walk in, and there's Bucks stuff everywhere. And they have the Brewers game on. 80% of the TVs.
Really?
And then they had the Bucks game or Bucks pregame with TNT on a few of them, right? So they sit us down, and there's a big screen. I'm looking right at it. We're up against it. The other waitress, I go, you're going to have the Bucks game on, right? Oh, yeah, Bucks game will be on. I tell everybody at our table, I said, all right, so this is how this is going to go. I said, when we get to 7:30, all these Brewer games better turn to Bucks games, and the Brewers games, which are on, or the Bucks games, which are on a handful of TVs, should go to Brewers games. And that's pretty much exactly what happened. They were all on timers. So once it got to 7:30, whoop, they flipped. And then we had the Bucks guy mount in front of us. And it was awesome because everybody was cheering and having a good old time in Oak Creek and so forth. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I talked to a couple people that I got to know back in the day when we started this thing. They were big Bucks fans. Talked to them for a couple minutes. They were sitting by us before the game or during the game as well. So had a lot of fun. Okay, let's go back to the phones. 414-799-1250. Where to, Mayor Mitch?
AJ Glendale, you're up next on The Fan.
What's up, AJ?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
listen. What happened tonight, that is what we have, and I love it. I just want to ask Chuck Freeman, that comes on Monday, but I want to ask Chuck Freeman, listen, what does Malcolm Brogdon have to do for Chuck to call him the press? Chuck doesn't like to call him the press. Call him the press, because that's what makes us special, is Malcolm Brogdon. And call him the press.
Why does it bother you, AJ?
Because I don't know. I just want to know, why does it bother Chuck?
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you. Ask Chuck, man. I have no idea. AJ, thanks for the call. Who cares if he doesn't call him a nickname? It doesn't matter to me. You don't want to call me Sparky? You want to call me Steve? Go right ahead. Doesn't matter. Some people I've come across in my life refuse to call me by my nickname because they think nicknames are stupid. So they call me by my first name. That's fine. Other people refuse to call me by my first name and only call me by Sparky. Some people don't even know my first name and only call me by Sparky. So it doesn't. I mean, I don't think he's trying to offend Malcolm Brogdon by not calling him the Prez. I bet you Malcolm Brogdon doesn't care that he's not being called the Prez. Right? I don't think Malcolm Brogdon cares. All right, next phone call. Where are we going next, Mayor Mitch?
Let's go out to Andy, leaving the game.
What's up, Andy? You're next on the Fan.
Not much. I can't believe the Bucks are up 2-0.
Yep, get the brooms, baby. Get the brooms. Two more games to go.
That's about right. I wasn't obviously watching the TV show on TNT, but how loud did they say the crowd was tonight?
Oh, they were loud. I thought the Bucks fans were very loud during this game for the most part. I think you guys should be proud if you were at the game. Yeah, I mean, there was nobody complaining about how loud they were or anything else. Charles Barkley came out at halftime and pretty much said Toronto's got no chance of beating this team, beating the Bucks at all in this series, and nobody could argue with him on set. So what else did you miss? They gave a shout-out to Kiss FM, 103.7 Kiss FM, for the banning of Drake songs. So that got Milwaukee on the TV, I guess, a little bit. Mayor Barrett said it was Ernie Johnson Day today with a big old proclamation during the pregame. He was on set with the TNT guys before the game. So that was on the TV part of it. And I think that's about it. I think that sums it up.
That's awesome. I just can't believe we're up 2-0. And you can legitimately make a claim that we have not even come close to playing our best basketball.
No, but this was a hell of a lot closer than game one, for sure. Thanks for the call. 414-799-1250. Mayor Mitch, where to?
Let's head out to Connor, leaving the game as well. Connor, you're up next on the Fan. What's up, man?
What's up, Connor?
Hi.
You're on the radio.
I just wanted to say, I think Malcolm makes the biggest difference in the world.
Yeah, Malcolm Brogdon is a huge difference maker. Thanks for the call, Connor. He is, and he's a huge difference maker because he solidifies the bench. He gives you another guard that is not going to get shook in a big situation, can come in, find his own points, can be a great floor general when he's out there as well with whatever players you put him out there with. He's perfect off the bench, and he's fine starting too, don't get me wrong, but because Nico is playing so well with the starting five, I think you just have to leave it until you get into a situation where the team you're playing dictates that you can't play that starting five anymore. Until you get to that point, you play with what you have.
And the Bucks were able to kind of easily beat Boston without Malcolm Brogdon. But now, I mean, that the Bucks they go to a whole nother level.
Yep.
With I mean, they do. They're elite.
No doubt. And you think about Golden State, they can keep the same five. Because all you're talking about is Bledsoe versus Steph, right? Middleton versus Klay. Then you're Giannis and Durant, Mirotic and Draymond Green, and then Lopez against whatever they want to throw out there at the center position. You can leave this exact same starting five in there against Golden State in the NBA Finals, and I think be just fine without having to put Brogdon back in there. All right, drive of the game.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Let's get tonight's Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, drive of the game, Mayor Mitch. What you got?
It's not really a drive, I guess, per se, but I got to give some love to Ersan Ilyasova, the big hero of the game. Definitely in that second quarter, and here's three more.
Ilyasova filling it again! Ersan Ilyasova!
How about it? Highlight courtesy of TNT, Marv Albert, Chris Webber, and Reggie Miller. Kind of wish Paul Pierce was here, but that's okay. I just saw a tweet here. Matt Velasquez retweeted a couple hours ago that just got retweeted by somebody else from Tim Reynolds, who tweeted it out during the game, AP basketball writer. This place just exploded for a woman on the Jumbotron who's holding up a sign that says, quote, done with chemo, go Bucks. And Tim Reynolds then puts, God bless her. That's awesome. that's good stuff, man.
I saw that too earlier.
That
yep.
is really, really good stuff right there. Bucks get the win tonight, 125-103. Time for a Sports Flash with Mayor Mitch. In the meantime, a little chair dancing if you're driving home.
Locker room to hear what the players saw on the court. Sponsored by Precision Sports, specializing in the delivery, installation, removal, and repair of basketball hoops, exercise equipment, game tables, and backyard playgrounds. Go to precisionsportsonline.com.
Bucks get the win tonight over the Toronto Raptors. They ran away and hit early. It was never close. 125-103 Bucks over the Raptors tonight. Giannis, 30 points, 17 boards, 5 assists, a steal, a couple of block shots, but it was all about the bench tonight, led by Ersan Ilyasova, 7 of 11, 2 of 5 from 3, 1 of 2 from the line, 17 points, 3 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals in 21 minutes, and afterwards he talked on TNT.
I mean, it's feel great. Obviously, you know, everybody come up with, ready to go. And especially with the first game, we started really bad. You know, in the second game, we kind of different. We come up with different mentality, you know, just ready from the gates.
All season long, it seems like someone different steps up and makes big-time plays. Tonight, that was you. You hit threes, that fadeaway jumper on the baseline. How would you describe the contributions you made tonight?
I think it's the strength of that team, you know. Like, when we look at our bench, everybody, you know, ready to contribute in the right way. Especially with the, I mean, Giannis did a really good job, you know, obviously with double team him, and we have to do a good job as well, you know, just open ourselves and knock the shots down.
With this win, you take a 2-0 lead in this series. Some people would say that's a commanding lead, but how commanding is it really when you go to Toronto for the next two games?
It's going to be tough. You know, obviously, they play really great at home, and we have to be even more ready. I mean, forget about these two games and go with different mentality.
All right, there is Ersan Ilyasova. I said TNT. It was actually Fox Sports Wisconsin and Katie George after the game there. Also, we'll stay inside the locker room because I want to replay this from TNT. A very cool thing happened. Malcolm Brogdon was on the set wearing his camo jacket after the game with Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley and Shaq and Ernie Johnson and talking about the game and all that other stuff. And then at the very end of the interview, Ernie Johnson let him talk about the charity that he runs, his nonprofit. And listen to what happens during the broadcast.
Yes, so I have a nonprofit organization called Hoops 2O. I work with Chris Long, who runs Water Boys. We basically build clean water wells in East Africa and Tanzania. So every summer I go over there. I raise money through the season. I have 4 other guys in the NBA that are helping me raise money on different teams. And I'm trying to just raise as much money as I can to build more wells. And then I go visit the people in Africa and see sort of the impact it has.
How much does it cost for a well?
$45,000.
I'll give you $45,000.
There we go.
I'll give you $45,000 right now.
And you should name it the Chuck Well. Yeah. Make an extra
We can. We put the names. If you give enough money for a well, we put your name, and that well is named after you. Well,
it's done. Well, just put one here called Cheapskate, and Kenny is. Hey, and you got $45,000. I want a well.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man.
Dude, how?
You take a 2-0 lead, you get a new well, and
hey,
you
come
hit the
up for game three. You might get a couple more wells.
Right. And his Virginia Cavaliers won the national championship this year.
How cool is that? And that is. Look, I don't like Charles Barkley. We all know this. But that is as cool as it gets right there, man. I mean, regardless if you like him or don't like him, that's a class act there. I'm going to assume he's going to give him the $45,000 that he said on TV. I'm assuming he's not going to stiff him on this. So that's awesome, man. That's good stuff. Way to go, Charles Barkley. Nicely done. 125-103 Bucks over the Raptors. That, again, was from TNT literally just minutes ago. After the Bucks win. All right, back to the phones. 414-799-1250. Where to, Mayor Mitch?
Brandon, leaving Fiserv Forum. What's up, Brandon?
So, it was a great atmosphere tonight. I love how conference finals basketball feels. But I know how you guys were all talking about that the Bucks were going to sweep. I just don't believe it. I think the Raptors are going to take game three, but the Bucks will win 4 and 5. Just like the Bucks figured out the Raptors' defense in game one, I think they'll do the same for us for three.
Why?
The Raptors have had a great home record this past year.
Bucks haven't lost on the road in the playoffs.
That is true. But the Bucks have lost on the road throughout the regular season kind of consistently, but I think they'll still – I think the Raptors will win – Raptors will win game three, but the Bucks will take four in Toronto.
If the Bucks win game three in Toronto, are you going to call back and say the Raptors are going to win game four, or do you think it'll be a sweep?
No, if the Raptors lose game three, the Raptors will lose game four.
Then it's a sweep. All right, very good. Thanks for the call. It is the Raptors' best chance at a victory is game three now. And if the Bucks come out early and punch him in the mouth, Raptors are in trouble. Big trouble. What I expect to happen in Game 3 is I expect Toronto to race out to like a 12-2, 12-4 lead, something like that. Get up 10, 12, 14 points on the Bucks early, and then watch the Bucks chip back at this thing, similar to Game 1. And then, at the end of the last 4 or 5 minutes, it'll be punch for punch, and then see who wins at the end. That's how I think this is going to play out. I don't think the Bucks blow them out. If the Bucks blow them out, there may not be anybody in the stands for Game 4 in Toronto. But I think Bucks will chase for a good part of that game, and then it'll come down the last 4 or 5 minutes, and we'll go punch for punch. That's how I think it's going to happen. What else do we have to do? Injury report, I guess. Let's hit the injury report.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys.
Injury report, all good, Milwaukee, all good. Everybody's good. Tony Snell got a little cut, but other than that, he's fine.
Paul Gasol, out for the year.
Nobody cares.
Dante, out for the...
Don't stop. That Paul Gasol Players Tribune piece on Giannis, phenomenal. We had it up on the 1057FMTheFan.com. It was just an absolutely phenomenal piece by Paul Gasol. And
the guy who's played with some great players, who's seen it all pretty much, been around forever.
Just a great piece. And it's the whole part of it is just let Giannis be Giannis. Let's not try and compare him to 100 guys. Just let him be who he is, and he's got a chance to be the greatest ever, pretty much. And that's exactly what we all thought. All right, take a quick timeout. We'll come back. Bucks win 125-103, taking 2-0 advantage. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Mayor Mitch, Evan, other side of the glass. We'll hear from Coach Budenholzer up next.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
125-103, Bucks over the Raptors tonight. Just pray for Mitch's safety as he gets ready to go to San Francisco in a few days. Says, I'm going to talk a bunch of trash. Yeah. You go right ahead there, big boy. Yeah, see how that happens in San Francisco.
I mean, if you know me, that's never going to happen.
No. But. He's Mayor Mitch. Evan on the set of glass. He's Sparky Pfeiffer here. Let's hear from Coach Budenholzer after a dominant Bucks victory in Game 2.
I think the way we played on both ends of the court in the first half, is what we're trying to, get to. I think defensively, 39-point quarter, I think, and it just fuels our offense. And to come out and start game two with that kind of effort on both ends of the court, it's what you're looking for. I think a hiccup for us in the third quarter, we got to be better. But I think we righted the ship and able to, finish the game. So, we just got to keep working, keep thinking about getting better.
But Tim Reynolds with the AP, to elaborate on the start a little bit. The building's obviously very electric, as it's been for you guys all year. When Giannis starts the game with a dunk, a block, and another dunk all in like the first 45 seconds, can you script a better way to get your team and this building going?
No. Was it Bill Walsh that started scripting plays in the NFL? To script those first three possessions. And the block shot, to me, is the one that stands out. I think when Giannis is active and protecting the paint, protecting the rim, and he plays so hard. He just, he lays it all on the line all the time. And, it was a great start for us. And I think everybody fed off of Giannis and how he started the game. Nico obviously had a good start. And, it's how you want to come into a game two, or how you want to start a game two.
Came in with the pick and roll. Bud Ersan tonight obviously had a strong performance during the second quarter when the game was still in the balance. He really sort of took over. What did you see from Ersan tonight?
Yeah, I mean, he was fabulous. You know, it was, you know, I think clearly his best game of the year, and in a big moment for Ersan to step up. He's such a pro, you know. We've been together for a few years now. It's just, you know, I have so much confidence and faith and trust in him, and, you know, his tough shots and everything he does defensively, just, and the whole bench. You know, you look at George and Malcolm and just the production we're getting from our bench, you know, and I think Pat does a lot of things that, you know, help us win too. So I think the bench continues to be a real strength for us, and Ersan just, you know, was off the charts tonight.
Ricardo Torres, Racine Journal Times. Eric has seemed to be struggling in these first two games. Tell me what you say to him to help him get his confidence back.
I think Eric is confident. You know, he's just got to keep shooting, keep playing. The things he does for us defensively, I think he had 7 assists tonight. And I think there's so much more to the sport than just, you know, scoring and or making shots. And, of course, every time he shoots it, I want it to go in. But there's so many things that Eric Bledsoe is doing for us that's positive, that's helping us. You know, we're winning. We're up 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Bled's a huge part of that. So he's confident. He's ready to go. And, you know, we'll just tell him keep shooting, keep playing, keep doing what he's been doing.
What about the next game? What do you expect from this team now? Time for some forward thinking. Sponsored by Forward Financial Partners. Moving forward together. Find your way at FFPWI.com.
All right, Bucks over the Raptors, 125-103 tonight. Leading the way for the Bucks with 30 points is Giannis, 17 boards, 5 assists, a steal, 2 blocks. Ersan off the bench with 17, 14 for Brogdon off the bench, 13 for George Hill. You heard Boonholzer there talking about Eric Bledsoe, so just keep shooting. That's all you can ask. Same with Chris Middleton. I mean, they combined for 20 points between the two of them. You'd like to see the two of them combine for 40 or more points, I think, is legitimately the goal at the end of the day, right? You want at least 20 out of Bledsoe and at least 20 out of Middleton. You haven't got either one going through two games, and you've won both games. That is not a good sign for the Toronto Raptors. Eventually, they're going to start playing well. And when that happens, if this bench is still playing well, they may put up 145 against Toronto in a four-quarter game if Middleton and Bledsoe start feeling it, Mitch.
Yeah, and again, when Eric Bledsoe starts going to the basket a little bit more,
yep,
things tend to sort of, you know, turn around for him pretty quickly.
No doubt about it. So let's
get going there.
But let's not forget, he had 7 assists. He had a couple of real nice passes to Giannis in this game.
Good one to Ersan, too.
Where he really is using his court vision and finding the guy in the appropriate spot. So he may not score, but he's helping in other ways. All right, time for our guy, Matt Velasquez.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. This is Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, that was an easy win for the Bucks, 125-103. Joining us now is Matt Velasquez on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Last time we talked, I was talking about a sweep. After this one, I feel more confident than I did after game one.
Well, I mean, they give you plenty of reason to believe that. I mean, this was a one-sided affair through and through. Bucks got up early, kind of kept the pedal to the metal, and, you know, the Raptors got as close as 13, and it didn't really even feel like it was close at that point.
So, but Matt, they've won both games without Middleton or Bledsoe being factors.
Yeah, that's true. And that's something they talk about a lot in the locker room, that, like, basically, you can get performances from anybody on any given night. Tonight, it was Ersan Ilyasova. I mean, a podium game from Ersan Ilyasova. And you got George Hill doing stuff. You got Malcolm Brogdon making his first, you know, 3 shots in the court. I mean, just everybody contributing. Nikola Mirotic, just the list goes on. Everybody is doing stuff. And not that Middleton was, you know, playing poorly at all. Bledsoe got going a little bit later. Another slow start for him. 0 points in the first half. But they just know that eventually their depth is going to wear basically anybody down. At least that's their mentality.
See, Matt, I would argue that Middleton did have an impact on the game defensively.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about that. I mean, he was all over Kawhi. Obviously, he picked up the 5 fouls, was kind of frustrated on a bunch of them. I don't think I would say that he didn't have an impact on the game at all, but I mean, his impact wasn't necessarily felt offensively. It was mostly on defense.
So tell me this. How does Toronto beat this team? Because game three goes back to Toronto, and if they don't win this game in Toronto, I just don't see how the Bucks lose game four.
Yeah, no, if it's a 3-0 series, I don't see how the Raptors get up for game four. I think that's kind of a tail between your legs, like let's just move on type of game. They're going to need to play better defensively. They're going to need to find a way. Nick Nurse talks about it every game, but how they're going to have to double certain guys and get back out to shooters and figuring out how to do that, how to challenge the Bucks' shots, how to contest, and then also get some shots of their own to fall. Neither team is really shooting insanely well in this series. So if they can get some of their own shots to fall at a little bit of a higher rate, be able to get three-pointers instead of long twos, then maybe they can work their way back into this one. But, I mean, I'm hard-pressed to believe that there's any way that the Raptors can win this series just based off the fact that the Bucks haven't lost four games out of five at any point this season. I just don't think it's in their makeup to do that.
I agree. Did you hear what happened after the game on TNT with Malcolm Brogdon and Charles Barkley?
No, I didn't.
After the game on TNT, they were talking about Malcolm Brogdon's non-for-profit and talking about how they build wells and all this other stuff. And Charles Barkley asked how much it cost to build one of these wells. Brogdon told him $45,000, and Charles Barkley said, "I'll give you $45,000. You got yourself a well." How cool is that?
Well, that is super cool. Basketball is great, but getting people water where they need it is even better. So yep. I'm all for it.
45 grand right on the spot. That's good stuff. Matt Velasquez, thank you so much, my friend, and we'll talk to you after game three Sunday night.
All right, can't wait.
You betcha. Bucks win 125-103. That'll do it for the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show tonight, presented to you by Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza. Be a good thing to go get one of those. Or better yet, you can go to Wendy's, because when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Get yourself a medium drink and get yourself a free small chili, a free junior bacon cheeseburger right now. Go to Wendy's now. Go to Wendy's for lunch tomorrow. Take advantage of it. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.